Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right. Yes, way behind. So what I think we'll do here is we'll wrap up Oregon State combo and then put the bow on the World Series game last night in our next segment. Because this one's going to be a little short.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. We got a little.
Yeah. We got a little
fired up.
A little long-winded there.
A little fired up. Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Sure.
Go Beavers. How about that?
When it comes to the Beavs.
Well, it's sad to see where they're at.
The last thing that I wanted to talk about was who they should hire. Now, the search committee is Barnes, Mike Riley, Brandon Cooks, the Lululemon executive who played volleyball there, Nikki Neuberger, Marty Reeser, and I think there's a couple of other blokes whose names I didn't recognize.
I still find this fascinating that you're just going to do a groupthink here. I mean, again, I don't even understand what they're doing here.
Well, outside of Mike Riley, can anybody tell me why any of those names have any knowledge to offer to a head coaching
Brandon
search
Cooks,
for football?
You know,
I just feel like
head coaching, though?
It's just one of those things. I honestly feel like this is something that Scott Barnes can do and say, hey, look, names, it's not just me, and look, I'm listening to people, and it's not just my decision, and I mean, if this isn't your decision, then why are you the AD? I just don't understand this, but it's a dog and pony show, and that guy at this point is doing anything he can to try to save his ass. And, you know, he's basically doing the, hey, we got rid of all the problems. Look, we flushed out everything, so now we can start anew. Everything's fine. When in reality, dude, you're at the top of this. You don't get to escape responsibility.
Is the Oregon State job any better than the Colorado State job?
Yeah, I think it's better than Colorado State, but I think it's They're fairly close. But yeah, I would still say that's Oregon State's a better job.
I mean, they got pretty good facilities at Colorado State.
They have upgraded them quite a bit, and they built a new stadium, and yeah.
But so Oregon Live has Montana State's coach, Sac State's coach,
yeah,
Paul Christ, Brian Harsin, who I think is at Cal, Jason Eck, who I'm not sure where he is.
He is at New Mexico.
And then the Ogeron, they have the Ogeron, Ed Ogeron on there.
Yeah.
The guy that I was kind of tossing out there last week that I thought would be a really good hire for them is Bronco Mendenhall.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because he coached at Oregon State at one time, so he's familiar, but he's at Utah State.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know if, because they're both going to be in the Mountain West next year.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call it, the new Pac-12.
Pac-12.
I don't know if he would leave, and he's Mormon, so I don't know if he would leave Utah State for Corvallis, but I think he'd be a good stabilizing hire.
See, and I don't want a stabilizing hire. I don't. If I'm Oregon State, again, I want a new, fresh approach. I want someone who's young. I want someone in their 30s and 40s. I want someone that runs a fast tempo offense. I want someone that wants to recruit his ass off. I want an obsessive compulsive. I don't want an older stabilizing coach that has failed or is kind of in the twilight of his career. No
offense. What about Rolovich?
Yes.
46.
That's who I want. I want Nick Rolovich, the guy at Sac State, whose name escapes me off the top of my head. He runs that go-go offense. He was UNLV's offensive coordinator. Young African-American guy.
Brennan Marion?
Yes, is that guy. Yes.
Never heard of him.
Look up the go-go offense. That's the sort of thing that will put butts in seats. The Montana State coach...
He's an older guy, isn't he?
Played for National Champions. He's in his 40s.
He's not. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in his
40s. He's 50.
He's 50?
Brent, is it Vigen? Vegan? V-I-G-E-N?
Yeah, I think it's vegan.
Vigen?
Go find someone like that. Stop. Again, the Mendenhalls and the Jonathan Smith, again, that's...
You don't want Jonathan Smith back?
No, I don't.
If he were fired?
I don't. I think this is, again, this goes back to this... You're trying to hold on to something that is gone. You are not the same program that you once were. And I think it's time to turn the page. And I get it. You want someone with Beaver ties and you want blue collar and you're desperate to try to get someone that's going to stay forever. That is not who you are. It's no one's staying. No one stays at these jobs forever. You want the guy that's going to come in and in 4 or 5 years is well, and honestly, within 3 or 4 years, he's gone because he's won 10 games or 11 games and you're in the college football playoff and he's moved on to a better job. And then you go hire his offensive coordinator. Go find the guy that is willing to work his ass off and that is going to energize people. I just want to turn the page and stop going down the road of, well, we're going to hire him because he's a Beaver and that sort of thing. I'm just not interested in it.
The game within the game last night was quite a scene. We will get to that. Coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Wrapping up last night's World Series game before we get... We're about, I don't know, about 37 minutes away from another Shohei Ohtani intentional walk. But I thought the a cool moment of that game, and there were a lot of... Like, that game was exciting.
Yeah.
A cool moment was when they brought in Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not the biggest Clayton Kershaw guy. A little too Jesus-y. But hell of a pitcher. And fellow lefty, you know, feel like, you know.
I like Clayton. I thought that was a cool moment when he came out of
there. We have a little bond. But that was terrifying.
Yeah.
Because the last time we saw Clayton Kershaw, he got lit up like a blowtorch. Like, I think I could have gotten a hit off of him. And I forget who they were playing at that time. I don't even think it was the Brewer Series. I think it was the one before that.
I don't think he was on the roster for the Brewer Series, was he not?
Who'd they play before the Brewers?
Phillies? Well, yeah.
If he was on the roster for the Brewer Series, he didn't pitch.
Yeah.
They didn't need him. Yeah, the Phillies. He came in the Philly series,
yeah,
and he just got lit up.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason he's on the roster for this series is that that Vessia guy, Dodgers lefty, had a family matter that he had to, like, apparently was pretty serious, and he could, I mean, I'm sure the guy wants to pitch in the World Series, but he couldn't.
Yeah.
So they had Kershaw out there, and they brought him in for one hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I forget even who the hitter was. Who was the lefty that he was facing?
I don't remember. But I thought they were bringing him in to, you know, and because the bullpen was so thin, I thought he'd go a little more. But no, they brought him in for one batter.
I think that's the whole thing is I don't think anybody wanted to see him come in. And that's the thing, is there's so much respect for Clayton Kershaw that there was, even the face of his wife, you could see the angst of, oh my God, because this could be the last time he ever pitches. Yeah. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
So they just didn't want to see him be, just get beat around like that. Like, it was, that's what we were all thinking was like,
and they were loaded, right?
The bases were loaded.
So,
and they brought him in, lefty versus lefty. I forget the kid who is facing.
I'm looking it up right now.
But dude, you know, Kershaw battled and he ended up getting a ground out, but he walked him multiple times. Yeah. The guy, the dumbass, just kept swinging.
Yeah.
So I thought the Clayton Kershaw moment was awesome because of the relief that he got through it. Like, even the, like, his wife was so excited that he didn't screw that up. And I think everyone was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. It was certainly a white knuckle moment. I forget who it was. It might have been Muncy after the game. Someone asked him about it. And he was like, man, that first pitch was an 89 mile an hour slider. And everyone had a sigh of relief. They're like, he's got his stuff tonight. And yeah, he came in for one batter. I thought they were going to bring him in and let him go a little bit, but nope, it was one. And I just love, he's all fat now, his gut and his hair out there. I thought that was really neat to have a swan song moment like that. If that's the last thing he does in his Hall of Fame career, what a freaking cool way to go out.
He got one third of an inning, kept the game alive.
Yep.
And, well, they were thinking maybe he would get the win if they scored in the bottom of, I don't even know what inning they brought
him in. I'm looking to see what, so it was in the 14th? It was in the 12th.
12th, okay.
And, he got a ground out to second.
Who grounded out? Who was
Lukes.
That guy? Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy sucked. The Blue Jays hitters, man, they're weird.
Well, and then towards the end of the game, it was weird because it was such a jumbled lineup out there because they had taken so many guys out, where Dodgers essentially had their same lineup.
They just explode for 11 runs in the first game, and then they get as deep as anybody's ever gotten into the Dodgers bullpen in the next game or two games later, and they can't hit a lick.
No, and they had the one that tied the game. How about Vlad scoring from first on that ball that was hit down in right field and it was kind of jumbled around? And by the way, a better throw on that relay, and they've got Vlad dead to rights, but it was such a bad throw up the line to Smith that Vlad Guerrero scored from first base, not exactly fleet of foot.
So Freddie Freeman walked it off. He is the first player ever with multiple walk-off home runs in the World Series.
You can only hold those teeth down for so long.
God, those things.
And he came close a couple times.
Oh, my
God. Smith had one that I was like, dude, that's gone. And I think Freeman had two.
And Teoscar had one, too.
Yeah, that were all warning track. But the Will Smith one, like, he bat flipped. Yeah. That was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Freeman, I think Freeman came up the last four times he came up.
Yeah.
11th, 13th, 15th, 17th, whatever, 18th as he walked it off, whatever innings. All of those times, he almost walked it off each time.
Yeah.
He almost hit a walk-off grand slam. He hit one to the warning track
with the bases loaded.
That would have been his second walk-off grand slam in back-to-back years in the World Series.
Because it was game one last year,
game one last year against the Yankees. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just...
Dude, that guy's
The fact that you're the only one to ever have two walk-off homers in the World Series...
He's a legend.
Well, and it says something that they're walking Ohtani to get to Betts and Freeman. That just says something about that lineup.
It's nuts. Yeah, and Betts isn't doing anything.
No.
But, yeah, it's not... Schneider said it. It's not that easy. Even if you're walking Ohtani, you still got Betts and Freeman you got to deal with. Yeah. And those two guys can... I mean... The Dodgers.
Freeman almost burned you multiple times, and so I thought it was kind of cool that it was Freeman who had come close a couple times that got it out. And
the Freeman Dodgers.
Freeman seems like a good guy. It's like, I know I should hate the Dodgers because they're the new Yankees, and like they beat the Mets last year. I find the Dodgers way harder to hate than any of those Yankees.
Dude, I have to tell you, I agree.
You're getting on board, aren't you?
Well,
are you going to get a Dodger hat now? You're a Padres fan, for God's sakes.
I love Ohtani
and
what he's doing for the game. Yeah. And I got to say, the intentional walking of Ohtani rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's a very Canadian thing.
It's a very Canadian
thing. Get out of here, Canada. Crap.
I love that you just said it's a very Canadian thing.
I don't know. They really aren't hateable. They're not. I hate the Dodgers for what they stand. Like $500 million payroll or whatever it is. And like giving $1 billion to show. Like, come on, man. Like that, as a Royals fan, that has always been our plight, right? That pisses us off. Okay. Yeah. And that was always represented by the Yankees. That is now sort of represented by the Dodgers. Yeah. But there is no question, this team's a freaking blast to watch.
Yes.
Like, they have studs all over the place. Yeah. It's basically Team Japan, yeah. with a couple Americans with big teeth mixed in. Tommy Edmund is making plays right and left. Like, there's not that...
That throw that Edmund had to third was ridiculous.
That's
just a great play.
There is just not that much to hate about the Dodgers, yeah. other than
the gajillion-dollar payroll.
Yeah, like Magic Johnson yeah. sitting over there, and
but it's at the same Mary time Hart. You got to do something with it because the Mets have this payroll, yeah. and the Mets didn't even make the postseason.
Well, the Dodgers certainly did something with it.
Yes, they did.
But well, I found myself watching Mary Hart a lot.
I was concerned, as did I. There was like a 4-inning run where I thought Mary Hart had died.
Yeah.
And they were doing a Weekend at Bernie's, because there was those two Instagram douches, but that were like kind of to the side, that were like doing bits. Mary Hart was the most, that's the most stoic fan. I want to be like, Mary, blink twice if you're okay. And then somewhere around the 15th, Mary Hart clapped, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, she was, if you don't know who she is, she's the old host of Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
And she sits right behind home plate on the right side.
Yeah, to the right side.
And she's there every game. She's a huge Dodger fan. And yeah, I just am constantly looking for cues from Mary Hart. And she gives us very little.
Yeah.
She did stand up when Will Smith
almost
homered.
Yeah. And it's like, you're like, okay, you're still working it. I needed someone to check on Mary Hart.
Yeah, she's alive.
I was so with you. Every time they would like they panned, I was like, is she okay? She just doesn't move, and you can see her big, like, old lady bouffant hanging out there.
Yeah, totally.
Marlin Man was there.
Yeah,
That guy in his orange. That
did you see the Biebs and Justin Herbert hanging out together?
Yeah, dude, by the way, you know the Biebs left after, like, 10 innings.
Oh, they did. They showed him.
Did they?
Yeah, I guess it was Shohei's home run, so it would have been earlier. Because Shohei homered in the 7th?
Yeah.
And the 2nd? they showed him thumbs downing Shohei's home run, because you know he's Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian. I'm just saying they showed him early and they didn't show him again. I guarantee that clown left.
Biebs isn't staying.
He's
18
not sticking
innings.
Around.
Is that Justin guy. Herbert staying 18 innings?
I certainly would hope so. Although you know he may have football duties to get up to.
Yeah, those two were hanging out together.
Herbert. Well, Herbert's he's dating a music celebrity,
Madison
now, so,
Beer.
Yeah, so maybe they're hanging in the same circles.
Well, the last thing here, the last note from last night's epic World Series game. Did you see the Brad Paisley nugget?
Yeah, that's a fun nugget.
So Brad Paisley sung the national anthem, and he has done that 4 times at the World Series, yep. and all 4 have gone extra innings, and 2 of them have gone to 18 innings.
Yes, he has sung the national anthem at the 2 longest games in World Series history, and the other one went, I think he went like 10 and like 13 were the other ones. But every time he has sung the national anthem, it has gone into extras.
Get that man a fruit platter.
By the way, welcome back, Brad Paisley. Dude, I haven't heard from Brad Paisley in years.
He's around, big LA guy.
Yeah,
you know, personal friend of mine.
Well, his wife is an actress.
Yeah, he lives in Malibu.
Yeah, you tended bar, right?
He did.
Oh.
He served me drinks.
Oh, okay.
I went to his house.
I thought you were served. That's right. He was the bartender. Yeah, you went to a Brad Paisley party.
So we went up to his house and
I bet that's a nice house.
And we listened to his new album. It was a media gathering. A buddy of mine got me into it. And then Paisley's, he's like a super cool dude. I'm telling you, he's really nice. And he was like, everybody come down to my bar. And so we went down to, not Santa Monica, Malibu. He has a bar. He always goes in there. And the bartenders, when he walks in, the bartenders step aside, and he just starts serving drinks. Wow. Can't imagine it's legal, but he poured me a cocktail.
Don't ask questions. Brad Paisley does whatever the hell Brad Paisley wants.
And he said, cheers, man.
Including, that's how he sounded?
Yes, well, cheers, man.
He's a West Virginia man.
Yeah, well, he's got a twang.
Well, and apparently he's got some sort of secret sauce. When Brad Paisley is singing the national anthem, bring extra snacks and buckle up, because you're going to be there.
You need a fruit platter.
You need a fruit platter. Yeah, they had those in the dugout.
All right, In the News is coming up next. Well, it was about this time last year we checked in on the life of local NBA legend Kyle Singler.
Did we?
Yes.
What was it? I don't remember that.
You don't remember what happened?
I don't.
The Instagram posts and the weird...
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, he was holed up in his weird empty mansion.
Drugs.
I do remember. Yeah, he was going down the Robert Swift Road.
Welp! I've got news.
Doesn't sound good.
That's coming up next. But first, Schultzy. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Blah, blah. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Please be seated and all rise. Today is Separation of Church and State Day.
Need to be reminded of that nowadays.
Why?
Just pay attention to what's going on.
What do you mean?
Uncomfortable things happening.
One side is maybe trying to kill that. A little bit.
Leaning heavily into that.
One side, huh? Yep. Just damn snowflakes.
Pretty much.
At
thanks
it again.
Thanks a lot, Obama. Jerk.
It's also National Chocolate Day.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That should be around Halloween, right? Makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
You noticed the Black Cat Day was yesterday.
Chocolate
Day. Yeah, so they...
tomorrow's going to be Candy Corn Day, probably.
Yeah.
It was National Slutty Nurse Day.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's Friday.
Is the Slutty Nurse the gold standard of all slutty costumes?
I thought it was like the slutty cat or the slutty, like, devil.
Slutty witch?
Yeah,
slutty
I mean,
witch.
Those are all, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, because, like, every Halloween costume is you throw slutty in front of it. But I would think that, like, the most. I don't know, the widely accepted one, the most worn.
I think you're
nurse?
Saying. I think here's what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying it's the one with the most fetish.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. The sexy cat never makes an appearance outside of Halloween, whereas the sexy nurse, it's got staying power. The sexy nurse is in play 12 months out of the year. It's like how the Monster Mash is a great season, is a great song regardless of season. Much like the slutty nurse, it's the gold standard.
Adam Sandler at Moda tonight. One of the three of us will be in attendance.
So he does comedy and songs, right? Or is it mostly just songs?
No one knows.
I mean, I've seen his Netflix special. There's a lot of singing. So
yeah.
I'll go.
No one knows what to expect from Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I'll go half and half.
Because he does, like, you know, POS Car, and, you know, he's got the Farley song and all the Hanukkah songs.
Does he still do all that stuff?
Not all that, but, like, Fred Armisen's supposed to be there tonight,
oh,
too.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I'm not sure like what Fred. To expect. But
I'll bet you that's a good show.
I hope. My wife loves Adam Sandler. We just watched Little Nicky last night. Great Halloween movie, by the way, if you're all looking for stuff to watch.
I can't wait to get to the report. Get the report from reporter Schultzy tomorrow.
I haven't enjoyed Sandler in like 20 years, but he's an extremely talented and funny guy. And I would, and he's a really talented musician. I would guess, even though his movies aren't necessarily my bag, I'll bet you we come back tomorrow and Schultzy gives us the two thumbs up. You don't get to be as big as that guy is without knowing how to work a crowd and perform.
I could go either way on that. I could also see him come back like, lost his fastball.
It's
$120 per seat, I checked today.
Yeah, they are.
If you want to go.
Well, he's one of the highest paid guys in Hollywood. Like, you may not like his movies. A lot of people don't. But he's got that deal with Netflix, and he makes the movies he wants with his friends, and people watch him.
It's called the You're My Best Friend Tour.
His Chris Farley song that he did on SNL, dude, if you don't cry when he did that, like he did that tribute song to his like his best friend, dude, that thing was, and it's a great song. That's really well written, and dude, that thing will get you right in the feelings.
If you don't cry, Suk will punch you.
Have you heard that? Have you heard him do the Chris Farley song?
Yeah.
Boy, that one got me.
Oregon native and former NBA player Kyle Singler allegedly has threatened to rape his girlfriend.
Yeah, damn it.
And he has now been arrested.
It's not good. I do remember now that you pointed out, like, he was making Instagram videos, and they were pretty scary.
Yeah, clearly on drugs.
Yeah.
That was last year. So this is now saying that this was in Oklahoma. He's been arrested on domestic abuse allegations. He allegedly pushed his girlfriend to the ground and threatened to rape her. The allegations come nearly a year after Singler began posting videos on Instagram that drew the concern of the basketball world. So he is now 37 years old.
And he looks, he looks exactly what you would think someone on drugs in Oklahoma would look like.
In those videos, he said he feared for his life every day. He said he was abused, mistreated, neglected, made into a mental example, whatever that means.
And like I said, it was a big fancy house, but there was no furniture in it, and there was just like garbage everywhere. Yeah, I remember that being very disturbing. And no one knew like where it was. Like family said they weren't able to like get a hold of him.
So there's the latest on that, Sitch.
It's not good.
Hey, it was not political targeting. Call reversed. They picked up the flag.
Oh, after further review.
Yeah.
Is this the suspicious fire?
Yes. Remember we told you about that yesterday. It was a suspicious fire near the home of Portland City Councilor Candace Avalos.
And I was merely asking the question, what makes it suspicious? And then Fire Marshal Schultze over there was Johnny on the spot. I've never seen someone who knew this much about suspicious fires.
Well, he was onto something, Fire Marshal Schultze, because the authorities originally thought that the fire started at the car, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it suspicious.
Yeah.
But now they are saying that it was started, or it came from a structure next to the car.
Ah. Faulty wiring?
It was a storage shed next to the home.
Never trust a storage shed.
It was not in Avalos' car, as initially thought. The fire then spread to affect Avalos' property and neighboring homes.
Yeah. Nothing good happens in a storage shed. Nothing.
No, my dad's caught fire when we were kids. See? Like, my sister and I were like, what is going on? And I remember my dad trying to use the hose and the fire department had to come. He didn't even have anything electric in there either.
Doesn't matter.
It's weird.
Storage shed's just bad. It's just where bodies and fires happen. You want nothing to do with them.
Authorities said they cannot determine the exact cause of the fire. They found no evidence of an accelerant or incendiary device. There is no evidence suggesting Avalos was specifically targeted.
So no suspicious fire.
That is a misnomer about fire. Like, you commit a crime and you think, oh, let me just burn this place up and I'll cover everything up. No, you can find evidence of accelerants. Yeah. You can find the burn patterns.
I love Fire Marshal Schultze. Yeah. Very helpful. Thank you.
When we have an aviation disaster or something involving a burn structure, Schultze or McDonald's, Schultze, Johnny on the spot.
Actually, a double cheeseburger sounds really good right now. I'm pretty hungry. Not going to lie.
I could use a double cheeseburger from Mackie D's.
Yeah, nice.
Every once in a while, I crave one of those.
Ice cold Coke because it tastes better than everywhere else.
Yeah. I can't do the Coke anymore. I mean,
go ahead and
soda.
I might pull that.
Can you go ahead and put that on?
Yeah, but go grab that.
I think you can do Coke.
Do you like doo-doo water with your beach walk?
Who does it? Who doesn't like to get in there and splash around in some feces?
That sounds like an Adam Sandler song.
That does.
Doo-doo water?
Do you like doo-doo water? Early Adam Sandler. Boy, that's just... It was like those first three or four, dude. That was just peak.
Everything after Click was just But up to that, I mean, I think Grandma's Boy was probably one of the last good ones that his production company did.
That dude was on a heater for years.
All right, we'll get to that story next on In the News on the Fan. All right, coming up, the NCAA has stalled its betting rule change. I'll tell you why. But this is In the News, October 28, 2025, here on The Fan. Suk said he likes doo-doo with his beach walks.
You gotta need, what's the point of walking on the beach if you can't splash through a little waste?
I feel like every so often, maybe every 2 years or so, we hear this.
Yeah.
About Oregon beaches and poop.
Yep. Yep, it's a thing.
It is.
Oregon health authorities have closed parts of Cannon Beach after heavy rainfall caused a sewage spill at Gower Creek. Just before 10:40 a.m., an estimated 80,000 gallons of sewage overflowed at the Gower Street beach access due to a blockage associated with high rainfall volumes and the accumulation of bunghole paper around a flow sensor device.
That's a lot of doo-doo, by the way.
A lot of those, the flushable wipe style.
Yeah. It's no good.
They pile up.
They're not flushable, by the way.
Block the sensor.
They're really not.
But we need to get a better...
Yeah, it's called the bidet.
Yeah, we need to get a better system here in America.
Just buy a bidet.
Take your cues from Asia.
Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah.
Go to Costco.
Yeah, it's like $300.
It's not that bad.
No.
And you can buy varying degrees of one, and you don't have to use flushables anywhere, and you're going to be fresh as a daisy. That's disgusting.
It's not great.
I love Cannon Beach, too, man. Next time I walk down there, it's going to be months later, but I'll still be like, oh, the poop.
Although, to be fair, at this time of the year, is anyone actually going in the ocean?
I would hope not.
Well, what they do is a lot of the kids play in those little off...
Yeah.
You know, the pools off...
The tide pools.
Yeah.
And you get in there and you're catching little crawdads
and you're catching
and
some...
You know, what you're doing is you're catching a coli because you're splashing around some dung.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
And you probably wouldn't even know. I mean, I don't know. Would you know it? You probably smell it.
I don't know. I don't know how much that dissipates. isn't any worse than going to like a Wild Waves or like a Great Wolf Lodge, but I...
Oh, Great Wolf Lodge has gone downhill.
Yikes. How do you know that?
Well, because I went there when it opened. Like, my... I have a sister who's 12 years younger than me, so I'm 36. She's now 24. This was... Got a decade ago, but it was perfect age for her. She's like, yes, let's check this out. It was fun, but my dad says just each time they've gone, it looked worse and worse.
I'm just convinced that the water content at Great Wolf Lodge is 60% piss.
Well, that's anywhere you go, right?
That's just...
Any water park. Don't go. Just avoid water parks.
Well, it's a lot of drinking, a lot of people splashing around, kids, everyone's peeing on each other, but this is different. Like, you can handle some pee, but you're knee-deep in some doo-doo. That's no go. I guess maybe the surfers too out there. You don't want that.
Yeah, it says visitors are still encouraged to enjoy the beach outside of getting in the water. Yeah. They said that other recreational activities like flying kites, picnicking, and walking pose no health risk.
You're a big fan of flying carts, aren't you, Rob? Isn't that your favorite thing?
Flying kites?
Yeah, flying kites.
No, flying carts. Yes.
You love it out there. So Rob's favorite thing to do is go down to the beach and fly a kite.
I can't think of anything more boring than flying a kite.
The entire kite industry is propped up by the beach. Without beaches, there would be no kites. It's the only time you'll ever see one. Also, flying a kite at night, the most unwholesome thing you could do.
Why would you fly a kite at night?
That's why it's the most unwholesome thing. You imagine looking out your front door and just seeing some neighborhood kids staring at you while flying a kite? Terrifying.
Yeah, I'll die. I'm going to die if I see that.
It's the most terrifying thing in the world.
And there's your In the News, guys. October 28, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
If you can sue someone for the dung content of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, you're down there splashing.
Sue all the countries.
Next thing you know, you got a little pink eye. Someone's got to be held responsible. That's the other one, too. You don't want pink eye. That's no good.
Well, we've all had pink eye. I mean,
it hurts.
What?
It hurts.
I mean,
I don't think
sure.
I've had pink eye.
Oh, sure you have.
I don't think
everyone's
I have.
Had pink
Feels
eye.
Feels like your eye's bruised and your pus. It's gross.
No, I really don't. I don't think I've had.
I bet if you called your mom.
Back in the day.
She would tell you as a kid you had pink eye.
Yeah, when you were a little kid.
Because you were farting on your brother. Your brothers were farting on your face.
Filthy hands and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's gross.
Yeah. Well, at least I forget. Maybe it's a traumatic experience that I've pushed out of my mind.
We also have some NFC West moves being made. The Niners brought in a reinforcement. So we'll get to those items. The latest news of the day coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.